Psalm 103 is one of our favorite psalms. The psalmist said in Psalm 103, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love." Sorry. "As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust." We have a compassionate God. Our God is a God of compassion. The story we just read from Luke 7 is a beautiful story, shows God's compassion. The story happens, as verse 11 said, soon afterward, which is after Jesus healed a centurion's servant. That's the time. And the location is a small town called Nain. Nain is a small town in south part of Galilee. The name of this small town means beauty. We know very little about this small town. But as we read the scripture, it shows that this is a town, or maybe we can call it a small city, with city gates, with the walls. It's not simply a village. It's actually a town with the town gate. The thing happened when Jesus went toward this town, most likely to preach the gospel of the kingdom. The disciples and a great crowd was with Jesus. As they drew close to the gate, behold, a considerable crowd came out from the town. We see a funeral procession. A man was dead, and he was brought out. And there we see his mother, a widow. And the son was her only son, only child. In our lives, we have many tragedies, all kinds of tragedies in our own life, in our families. But this is one of the most tragical events or condition. A mother who was a widow in ancient time, you can imagine, a widow have no man to support. We don't know when her husband died or left her, but she was a widow without any support. Now this man, her son, grew up. As we read later, he was a young man. The mother most likely spent a lot of energy or worked really hard to raise up this son, this young man. Now the man become mature. Now the mom can depend on her son. But she died. Maybe because of a sickness, maybe because of some accident, maybe the sudden death, we don't know. But this, a mother, an older mother, see a young son, an only son, die. That's the most tragical event we can imagine in our lives. Or sometimes maybe we have that kind of opportunity to witness. So that is the picture, the story, the first two verses describe. And then when we come to verse 13, we read, "When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, 'Do not weep.'" There were three key words or verbs there. The Lord saw her. The Lord had compassion on her. And the Lord said to her, "Do not weep." Three key words I like to focus on. Firstly, the Lord saw her. You see, the disciples were with the Lord, and the great crowd were with the Lord, and the Lord saw these people carrying the dead man out of the city. Maybe the Lord saw the great crowd. Maybe the Lord saw that dead man. Maybe the Lord saw all the people weeping. Maybe the Lord saw that beautiful place called Nain. But the Lord saw her. The Lord saw this widow, this mother who lost her only son. The Lord saw her. This is so important for us. The Lord Jesus saw a mother who were weeping and sending her only son out of the city gate. You see, we may often see those tragical events. We may often see weeping mothers or children. But here, the scripture said, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, saw this woman. The Lord saw her from a very different angle than us. Because later, we know, later when Jesus were hung on the cross, and there, on the cross, we read in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother, can you imagine? Mary was there standing behind the cross, seeing his son bleeding, dying, tormenting, afflicting on the cross. Can we imagine a mother's heart? And then the scripture said, Jesus saw his mother. So often we read in the Bible, the Lord saw. God saw. This is so important to us. In the Old Testament, when God appeared to Moses from the burning bush, he said to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings. That is the God who said, I see, I hear, I know. God sees us. Our God is an omnipresent God. He sees us. He hears our prayers. Often it is us. We forget. It is often us. We do not know. We forget. After a long time of prayers, we thought God didn't hear. When we were struggling in our loneliness, we thought we were cut off from God. We thought God never bothered to see us. But the scripture said, the Lord saw. The Lord sees his people. The Lord sees our struggles. The Lord knows our problems. Our God sent his son into this world, and his name is Emmanuel. God is with us. God sees, God hears, God knows, because God is there. God is there. That's why the scripture can say Jesus the Lord saw his mother weeping, standing by the cross. He was there suffering. He knows a widow, or a mother, or a woman, or you and I, or yours or my problems. It is us. We often think God didn't see, God didn't hear. But God sees us. Even we, in our own heart, we cannot share these problems with anyone, even in my family. But God knows. God sees. Because God is the God of all knowledge. God is everywhere. It is sin separate us from God. When Adam sinned, he hid himself in the trees. But even there, God saw Adam. God knew what Adam had done. God knows. It is us. We do not believe. We do not trust. God knows because God is there. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, when Nathanael was introduced to Jesus, Jesus said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed." And then Nathanael was surprised. He asked, "How did you know me? Where did you know me?" And Jesus answered and said to Nathanael, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." When Nathanael was under the fig tree, Jesus saw him. Nathanael thought he was alone there. Have you ever wondered what Nathanael was doing there under the fig tree? Maybe he was like Adam, hiding himself, hiding his sin, his shame, his guilt. Maybe he was there under the fig tree, pray to God for forgiveness. Maybe he was there struggling with God and asking God, "Why this thing happened to me?" All kinds of things may happen in Nathanael's life. But when Nathanael was there under the fig tree, Jesus said, "I saw you." Do you know our Lord who was Emmanuel? He sees you. When you were in that small and dark room praying to God, when you were in that terrible situation, kind of forsaken by everybody, when you were suffering with sin and death, when you think that nobody knows, nobody understands your struggle, your pain, your sorrow, here the scripture clearly tells us, the Lord, our God of compassion, He sees you. He sees your tears. He sees your struggles. He hears your prayers. He knows every trouble in your life. He knows clearly everything happened in your life. He knows. He was everywhere. This is our God. It is because of sin we feel separated. It is because of sin we are cut off from living God. But when this Jesus came into this world, when he came in a human flesh, he came to our life, he came into this world to save us. That when we saw him on the cross, the hymn writer said, "God, the Father, turns his face away from his beloved Son." Why? Why would God turn his face away from Jesus when he suffered mostly on the cross? Where God's eyes are on at that moment, God's eyes was turned away from Jesus and then looked to us. Because Jesus' blood covered us and then we are justified. And then God can see us. Because of sin, we are separated from God. We cannot come into God's presence. We can only struggle under the fig tree, try to cover our guilt, sin, troubles, sorrows, tears, with human ways. But God sees, because he sent his Son Jesus Christ into this world. For us, he was forsaken. And then we can be brought into God's presence. In Jesus, we can come into God's presence, that God may see our struggle, that God may have compassion, that God may give us grace and mercy, that God can save us, heal us. The scripture said, when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. Jesus not only saw the widow, Jesus had compassion on this widow. Jesus not only intellectually knows the trouble, he emotionally feels the pain and the sorrow. Compassion means together we have that similar emotion together. It's kind of we weep together with that father or that mother who lost the only son. Jesus had compassion. He not only sees, he feels. He understands. He knows. He truly knows in a physical way even. You see, when we struggle, sometimes that kind of just a mental problem, but even our body, our heart, physical heart can feel that pain. And Jesus had compassion on this widow. In Matthew chapter 9, we read, Jesus went through all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. When Jesus saw this great crowds like lost sheep without shepherd, they are tormented, harassed, helpless. Jesus had compassion for them. Our God is a compassionate God. Our God have mercy upon us. The compassion is not only feel the pain, but also, in another word, we say, had pity. We cherish something. We feel that this woman, this widow, lost her best. It's kind of she lost the most precious thing in her life. Smashed, crushed. What a pity for a mother to lose the only son. Jesus had compassion, had pity upon this woman. Our God not only sees, but our God also cares, especially cares of his own people. Because the Bible clearly teaches us, for God so loved the world that he even gave his only begotten Son. God so loved the world. You see, God had compassion. God cares because God loves. Because we have a loving relationship with God. Because he is our maker. He is our Father. He cares. He has compassion on us because he loves us. As Psalm 103 said, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. The Lord has compassion. Just like a father, just like a mother has compassion upon her little children. When my daughter was first when my daughter was born that day, she had some problem, not serious, but she was, as a little baby, put in another room. The nurses tried to put a needle on her tiny, tiny foot to give her some medication. You can imagine a newborn baby. The feet is so small. I was there watching, and the nurse has to try many times. And the little one just keep crying. As a new dad, I don't know what to do. I returned to my wife's room. She was there resting after giving birth. And I shared with her, I said, our daughter was crying because the nurse was struggling to put needle in her little tiny foot. My wife wept. She asked me to hold her hand, and she managed to sit up and ask me to brought her to that room. You see, women or mothers always cry or weep. I'm not saying woman is weaker than man, but I never see a woman wept so sorrowfully. A mother has compassion upon her children. The scripture says, our God has compassion on us. It is hard for us to imagine that our God will be weeping. No, our God is always great. But we read in the Lazarus story, in John chapter 11, when Jesus saw Mary weeping, and the Jews who were with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Two words. Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." Jesus wept for Lazarus. Do you remember another hymn said, "He had no tears for his own grief, but sweat drops of blood for you." There, in the Garden of Gethsemane, the maker of all the universe need to be strengthened by an angel. He was there suffered, and sweat drop of blood from his face, from his body. He had no tears for his own grave, but sweat drops of blood for you and for me. That is the God of compassion. Why we often doubt? Why would we often say that God didn't know? God doesn't feel my pain. Nobody can understand my sorrow, my struggle, my pain. Even God won't know. Yes, Jesus knows. He was there. He was there. Nobody can say that his or her pain that Jesus cannot know, cannot feel, cannot sympathize. Our Lord is a compassionate Lord. He was there on the cross, died for us, suffered for us. He is such a God of compassion. He not only intellectually knows our struggles, shame, trouble. He feels our shame. He feels our trouble. He was there stripped naked. He can feel all those strugglings that we as human beings, as sinners, undertake. But if the Bible only say the Lord saw her. The Lord had compassion. If this God only sees and has compassion, then the gospel is still not a good news. When we come to the third verb, we know this is truly the good news. If God only knows, if God only feels, if God is only such a God, we do not have the good news. The good news is when he saw her, he had compassion on her, he spoke to her. He said to her, "Do not weep." He speak. He opened his blessed lips to speak to this weeping widow. Do you remember in the Gospels how many times when our Lord spoke, the miracles happened? When the Lord spoke to the leper, "I will be clean." And the leper was cleansed. And the Lord spoke to the blind, "According to your faith be it done to you." And the blind opened his eyes. When the Lord spoke to that paralytic, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." And that paralytic, sick for 38 years, "Stand up and walk." And when our Lord spoke at the tomb of Lazarus, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." And that dead man came out from the grave. The dead man came out of the grave. You see, there is a power in God's words. Because in the beginning, how God makes the whole universe? He spoke by his word. There is power in God's word. There is power in God's word. And we know that. The power of God's word. The miracle happened when Jesus spoke to the dead man. This man, Jesus said to him, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. You see, the most beautiful part of this story is not only the dead man arose from his death, but he was given back to his mother. What a joy a mother would have. A miracle happened there. And we would wonder, how could that dead man hear Jesus' word? How that dead man arose from his death? Will Satan, the one who hold the tomb or death along this man to get out from his death? The gospel clearly tells us our Lord conquered. Our Lord conquered on the cross our three enemies, our sin, Satan, and death. His blood is enough to cover our sin. Our sin is atoned in Jesus' crucifixion. And also on the cross, Jesus conquered the Satan. In Colossians chapter 2, we read, Apostle Paul said, "By canceling the record of death that stood against us with his legal demands, this he set aside, nailing it to the cross. Christ, he disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him." God triumphed over the devil, Satan, on the cross in Christ Jesus. But even death himself was conquered. The Lord Jesus, he spoke a word and that dead man arose because he died for all the sinners. He was crucified and shed his blood. He was forsaken. He was buried. He was in that grave for 3 days and 3 nights. That's why this man can arise. As Apostle Paul said, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, we have the victory. You see, we often feel that we are lonely. We often feel that we are sorrowful, painful. We often feel that we are defeated. But know this, our God not only sees our situation, our God not only cares our pains and sorrows, our God saves us because our Lord Jesus Christ powerfully raised up from the grave and testified the power of God in his resurrection. And now we know the tomb is opened. All those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ shall no longer suffer that death. Our Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. He is the living God. Our God is not a blind God. Our God is not a God who doesn't know our pains and sorrows. He knows. He knows all the sufferings. The terrible thing of sin and death is separation. Just like this young man was separated from his loving mother, that widow. You see, in that beautiful city Nain, outside of city gate, we see an ugly, miserable, a terrible sin there. But praise to the Lord, the story was changed, was turned it over. The Lord gave joy to this mother, to this people, to this city. Adam and Eve, when they were driven out of the garden, they lost that paradise. It's also a beautiful place, a delightful place called Eden, just as Nain. It's a beautiful place. But you see there, because of sin, they have to get out of that beautiful family, beautiful home, to wander on this earth. Until this very day, sinners, because of sin, were separated from God. And we were wandering in this world under the curse of sin and face death every day. Whether we are healthy, strong, or we suffer with sickness, whether our sickness is just a flu or a terminate disease, we need to be ready because things can happen that in any moment we may face death. But praise to God. In the Bible, not only in this story, but through the whole book of this Bible, we know our God has done wonderful things. There, the Lord not only raised this dead man, but he returned this young man to his mother, his weeping mother. You can imagine the joy, the comfort upon this woman. Do you think this man will stay outside of the city? Do you think this young man and his mom will live outside of the town of Nain? They will go back. They would go back. And we as well, one day, we will go back to that home, that heavenly home. When the people saw the miracle, When people saw what Jesus done to this widow, fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. We are Christians. We are saved by faith in Christ Jesus. We are saved by grace, and we should know that our God is gracious, merciful, compassionate. And we should be reminded. I know that you know, and I know, but we need to be reminded. Our God is an all-knowing God. He knows you. He knows your heart. He knows your sorrow, your pain. And he has pity upon you because he loves you. He loves you so much that he didn't spare his only son, only begotten son, and allow him to die on the cross, suffer that terrible death, pain, that we may be saved. We need to be reminded that our God is a victorious God. He not only sees us, not only feels us, he saves us. And our Lord, the one whom we believe, is the risen God. He is living. That's why we need to give thanks to God for his saving grace. We need always give thanks for God's compassion. If we know, if we believe, if we feel God's compassion toward you and me, we need to give thanks always. Whatever situation we are in, we need to give thanks. Even we have been praying for 30 years, it seems the Lord hasn't answered our prayer. We need to give thanks. We need to give thanks not only by coming to church on Sunday, not only by giving donations, tithes, and gifts. We need to give our life to this God as a living sacrifice. Very simple. As we are a thankful God, a thankful people, we need to praise God. As these people here, when they saw Jesus did such a wonderful miracle, they praise God, they glorify God, they worship God. And you and I, we must be a worshiping people. And may our life be a joyful song to worship God. When people see us, see our struggles, see our guilt, see our shortcomings, they see there's a joy, amazing joy. Even in the darkest hour, in the night, in the darkness, the Lord calls us to sing. Can our life be a joyful song? Yes. Because we have tasted that grace, that mercy. We have known that compassion. Maybe we won't have that kind of miracle like this story reveals. But we have a true miracle that we were once dead in sin and trespasses, and now we are alive. Spiritually, we are alive. And we need also, like these people, the last word said, the report about him, the report about Jesus' wonderful miracle spread where? Just a name? Just that small town? No. Spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. All the surrounding country. If we truly know God's compassion, if we truly experiencing that saving power, why don't we go out to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to preach the gospel of Jesus? Let us go to the highways and byways. Here's the whole of Judea, all the surrounding country. Can we go out to every street of downtown Toronto, every corner of this city, to share the gospel, all even to the end of the earth. Because those people saw the miracle, because those people saw God's mercy, they confessed that God has visited his people. Because of sin, sinners of this world are cut off from God's mercy. But Jesus Christ came into this world. In Jesus Christ, God visits sinners, visits you and me. We need to know God has visited his people as a father has compassion toward his children. The Lord, our God of compassion, has compassion to those who fear him. Our God has compassion on each one his little children. Our God knows you and me. Our God knows your circumstances, my circumstances, and he loves us. Just as a mother loves her newborn baby, just like a father loves his only begotten son. We need to feel that kind of love even in our human families and know how God loves us. We were sinners. We were enemies. We were not good. But God loves us. God shows his love in Christ Jesus. This little town, Cain, is a beautiful place. Not only because the city itself beautiful, but also most likely because of this story. What a beautiful story. That sorrowful mother was comforted. The Lord has done great things to his people. But we know in this world, many cities like Toronto, in human eyes, may be a good city for living. But on this earth, we do not have a true beautiful place. Only there in heaven, that heavenly Jerusalem our God prepared for us, is absolute, absolute beautiful city. It is beautiful because there is God's dwelling place. And there we shall be with God, with our Lord of compassion forever. And there, as the scripture said, our God of compassion will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have all passed away. May this be our comfort, be our hope, and we shall say, Lord, come back. We long to see that day. May God encourage us and bless us. Amen.